This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Let's face it, sometimes multitasking can be overwhelming, like when your favorite podcast is playing and the person next to you is talking and your car fan is blasting, all while you're trying to find the perfect parking spot. But then again, sometimes multitasking is easy, like quoting with Progressive Insurance. They do the hard work of comparing rates so you can find a great rate that works for you, even if it's not with them. Give their nifty comparison tool a try, and you might just find getting the rate and coverage you need is easy. All you need to do is visit Progressive's website to get a quote with all the coverages you want, like comprehensive and collision coverage or personal injury protection. Then you'll see Progressive's direct rate, and their tool will provide options from other companies all lined up and ready to compare, so it's simple to choose the rate and coverages you like. Press play on comparing auto rates. Quote at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
3, 2, 1.
From Los Angeles,
it's the PHP,
the Perez Hilton
podcast.
We're my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby,
and the one and only world famous Perez.
Baby, Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hey guys, welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. That's Perez. What's doing?
I feel like a death has happened. Let me have a sip of water. Literally minutes before recording today's show, my TikTok account was suspended.
What did you do?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know. You know, actually, I think I know what maybe happened, but that should be on them, not on me. It's really weird. It got suspended after I uploaded a video that used somebody else's sound. That's one of the most common things people do on TikToks. They make videos with other people's sound. So I saw a sound that I really liked. Somebody had uploaded a mashup of the Black Eyed Peas and the Spice Girls. I'm like, that's so me. Let me dance to this Black Eyed Peas and Spice Girls song. And then after I uploaded the video...
Who the hell wants to see that, by the way? But continue.
Whatever. After I uploaded the video, it said, this sound is not available. I'm like, that's weird. I guess the sound, you know, I guess they're like really cracking down on copyright or whatever. Like if you're if you're using a song that's not uploaded to the TikTok system,
right? Because they become liable. Sure.
Yeah, but then why should my account get suspended and not the account that posted it? I didn't know that I couldn't be using that sound. I mean, and I don't even know if that's the reason. I would love for them to be able to tell me, okay, this is why your account was suspended. Please don't do
right.
Please don't do A, B, and C again in the future so it doesn't
maybe
happen.
Maybe it's for a general annoyance. Maybe that's what it's for.
Well, it's I'm I'm annoyed because last weekend I was banned from commenting for 5 days, actually.
You are such a pain in the ass. I love it.
No, but I don't know what I did. To my knowledge, I didn't violate, like, what I did was, I'm funny and sassy. Like, I remember I got banned after I left a comment on a Justin Bieber video. I didn't tell you this?
Mm-hmm. No.
So Justin Bieber has been spamming TikTok with his song Yummy. So in one of the videos, I responded, really profound lyrics, which I just thought was funny.
I said that on the air the other day. I came out of that and just said, profound. That's all that I said. Exactly. That's all I said. Profound.
So that's what I said. And then like an hour after I left that comment, I got banned from commenting. And I don't think that TikTok should work this way. You should only be banned from commenting if you actually violate rules, like threatening somebody with harm or calling them derogatory names or this, that, the other. You shouldn't be banned from commenting because people don't like your comments. If your comments don't violate the guidelines, you shouldn't be banned from commenting. But I'm guessing enough people maybe reported my comment that it got me banned from commenting for 5 days. TikTok is awesome, but they're also experiencing growing pains. And part of the growing pains is a lot more people are using them now, and a lot more older people are using them now. And they need to improve and fine-tune their bots and their automated systems that handle issues like this, because I have not violated... Like, I am pissed that my account is suspended right now. That's bullshit.
What will the world do without your stupid dancing video?
No, I love TikTok too much.
Oh, you're so thirsty on that.
Whatever. Anyways, let's talk about more Meghan Markle.
Really? There's more? My God, I think we did 30 minutes the other day.
Oh, boy, there's way more, of course. And I'm sure there'll be even more. This is like an ongoing big story. All right. As we spoke about, and I mentioned, I think, and it's obvious, one of the big motivators for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle to make this shift in their royal life is for money and to allow Meghan Markle to work. And she's already got a job. You know what? Like, the rules of the crown, they're established for a reason. Or multiple reasons. Queen Elizabeth is a lot older than Prince Harry, like decades upon decades. She's seen it all and she knows how things work. Harry and Meghan have really opened up the most massive can of worms, because now everything that they do actually is going to come under greater scrutiny. For example, over the holidays, and actually still, they've spent time in Vancouver Island at the home of some really rich Russian person, and they have refused to reveal the name of whom that is. Their new role that they want to take part in, they're not abdicating. They don't want to abdicate. They still want to keep their titles, and they still want to be a part of the royal family. They still claim to want to go on engagements for Queen Elizabeth and represent her in the UK and abroad. So I would think that they should then still be transparent, right? So right now, they're not even living up to what they say they want to do. They're not being transparent. They were flat out asked by the media to name that rich Russian person, and they refused. So, tying that into what I was starting with, Meghan Markle just got a gig with Disney. She signed some kind of voiceover deal. She's going to do some voiceover project with them in exchange for a donation to charity. However, as soon as I heard that, the biggest red bulb, is that the expression red bulb? Is that accurate?
Flashing bulb, whatever. It doesn't matter. We know what
you know what I mean, right? The biggest
light bulb.
The biggest light bulb or the biggest warning or whatever went off in my brain. I'm like, let me break it down for you all. Yes, Disney's going to make a donation to the elephant charity and they're going to pay her. Duh. It's like, pay me, but I come with strings. I'm not going to do this for free. You're going to pay me, but you also have to give a big donation to this charity. And if that's the case, if that's the case, I think they need to be transparent as well, right? Given how they are positioning their new role, I think they're still public figures like politicians, and they need to be transparent. And if they don't, and they're not, and then if it does become public knowledge in the future, because Disney is a public company, it will come to bite them in the butt. This is going to backfire in so many ways, and I cannot wait to see it all go down.
I don't think it matters. They decided that they don't want to take the royal family money or money from the people there, and they want to earn their own money, and they're still doing a little bit of both. They're giving money and taking money at the same time. I'm not really sure how that bites them. It sounds like they're being transparent. They're just not telling you everything, as most people don't. You don't tell us everything of how your money comes in, nor do I. I just think they want to be more normal in that regard, and yet they're still giving money.
But they're also like a politician. And if a politician is straight up asked about something and then straight up refuses to answer, that's not being transparent.
However, they are being transparent because they're saying, it's tit for tat. We are not taking the money from the crown any longer, but we are taking money from other people. We don't have to tell you. We'll continue to work for the crown. We just won't take their money. We'll just do it free when we want to do it. So they're just basically hired work.
Well, this also then does bring up other, and this is why I didn't even mention this last episode. This is why it is such a complicated issue, because in America, there are all sorts of rules around this. Like, and you see that with the Trump children, you know, those that like the Russian whomever or like Disney, there could be undue influence and access to the royal family, to the crown, to the queen, bought through Harry and Meghan.
That's a stretch.
It's not a stretch. It's absolutely accurate.
Yeah, but they're not Americans. I mean, she's not filing taxes in America.
She is.
She's not living here, right? Is she? I thought they were going to live in Canada or something.
But she's still filing taxes in America. She has to legally. She hasn't renounced her American citizenship. That's how being an American works.
If you make money, you have to report your money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. I also saw this video that was wild last year. When did that movie come out? I don't remember. But whenever the Lion King movie came out, Harry and Meghan went to the Lion King premiere in London. And video just surfaced that a fan took of Prince. Like, oh my God, this is how successful people do shit. And not even having to do with like being the 1% of the 1%, which Prince Harry is. But a lot of successful people, they just ask for things. And when you're that successful, when you're that privileged, if you ask for things, people don't want to tell you no. So at the Lion King premiere, Prince Harry had a conversation with the head guy at all of Disney, Bob Iger, and you could hear him say, "Did you know she does voiceovers?" He's like, "No, I didn't know that." He's like, "You didn't know?" Like, he said it twice. Yeah, and then he's like, she'd love to do voiceovers. Like, way before this was all announced, they were already working on these things. I love it. I love it. I love everything about it. I can't wait to see how this continues to play out. All right. Selena Gomez, I'm still obsessed with her new album. Every time I listen to it, I discover something new. I should have written the name of the song down, but I forget the name of the song. But in one of the songs, she straight up confesses and admits to drinking alcohol. Did you catch that?
No.
She's like, something about drinking or drunk or whatever. And if I'm that friend that donated the kidney, I don't know. I mean, I think it's honest and brave and really cool of her to be so transparent in this body of work. But then it also then does concern me that she's not taking the best care of herself. She also did open up in the new issue of the Wall Street Journal about changes that she's made in her life and taking medication. She revealed, quote, "I found out I do suffer from mental health issues. And honestly, that was such a relief. I realized that there was a way to get help and to find people that you trust. I got on the right medication and my life has been completely changed." That's good. I mean, it also alarms me. Like, wow, she was really that bad. She's happy, though, and that's what matters. I genuinely love Selena Gomez, and I want her to succeed and continue to be happy. Speaking of Selena, her ex, Justin Bieber, whom we also talked about last episode, is so desperate to be number one. Charts really matter to Justin Bieber. They don't matter to you, but they matter to him. He is doing everything possible to try to get to number one. He even asked his fans to create a playlist and playlists and add Yummy on it and listen to it while they slept on mute. Not on mute, but on low. Because apparently if you listen on mute, those streams somehow don't count. He's been spamming Instagram stories, spamming TikTok, doing so much to try to get to number one. And I don't think he's going to get it, actually. This other song, The Box or Box, Roddy Ricch, are you playing that?
Mm-mm.
You're not playing that?
No, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Roddy Ricch, The Box, that song is predicted and thus far expected to be number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Huh.
He's a rapper. And actually, I didn't know the song either. And it makes me feel better that you, who works in radio, doesn't know that song. But I listened to it and it's a slapper. It's fire. That song's hot. Roddy Ricch, The Box. Check it out. So we'll see what happens there. Also, did you get a chance to see that? I don't want to give an adjective to it until I hear your thoughts.
Right, you want me to give the adjectives, okay?
Yeah.
Did you
see that video of Kim Kardashian taking people on a tour of her fridges and pantries?
Well, I saw the initial post when people were saying, why is there nothing in your refrigerator? And my response was, because she probably has refrigerators in the back kitchen. And, you know, she just keeps the necessities like water or things you're going to grab quickly in there. And then I didn't see the video, but it was as I assumed, because I've been in rich people's houses before. So I wasn't shocked even 1%. But yeah, typical Kardashian gloating, whatever. I mean, that's how the rich live, folks.
Well, I would, once again, I really want to hear from our listeners, like, is this aspirational or is this off-putting? Because I don't know. For me, I guess I'm just a different school of thought. Like, I don't know. Like, I wouldn't want to be bragging or boasting or just showing how rich I am, even if I'm that rich.
Yeah, I think it's both, to answer your question. Yes, it's aspirational. You would love to have that kind of life and to have a walk-in refrigerator. Sure, you'd love to have that. But the second I'm out there posting it and showing it to everybody and rubbing it in, you become a giant dick. But that's what they are. They're giant dicks. That's how they make money. And, you know, it gives us stuff to talk about and it keeps them in the ether. So, smart.
Yeah. Well, my favorite thing from that whole thing was she mentioned how she was going to be planting organic trees. Did you see that?
No, I missed that one. Organic trees.
God bless her.
As opposed to what? Plastic trees?
I don't know.
Gotta love her.
She's all about being organic. She's also all about...
There's a giant rock rolling between those two ears.
She's also, you know, all about trying not to use it or consume as much plastic. However, her refrigerators had so much plastic. I wasn't mad about that. A lot, some people were like calling her a hypocrite and this and the other, but I wanted to point that out, but I wasn't mad at it just because I did see she was making a big effort. She did have a lot of plastic, but then she also did have a lot of glass jars and glass containers. So good on her.
It's very expensive to be completely eco-friendly. It is. And when you have that kind of money, I expect people that rich to be, because they're not doing the work to make themselves eco-friendly. Their staff is. And so it is all very hypocritical, if you ask me.
All right. Well, on to Lori Loughlin. We haven't heard much from her in a bit, but oh my God, this is what really expensive lawyering can do for you. I'm starting to think she might be able to get away with this and might be able to not have to serve any jail time for a few reasons, according to multiple stories that were leaked. First of all, those alleged rowing photos of her daughters allegedly were never sent to USC. So, which that would clearly show that they all knew it was a scam and blah, 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 blah. Second, and it didn't influence her getting in. And secondly, allegedly, Lori Loughlin and her husband, the $500,000 that they gave, their argument is going to be that they were giving that money to the school.
As most rich people do.
Yeah.
Everyone does that. It's not like that's a weird thing.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. We will see what happens there. But as the days leading up to her trial, I'm starting to think maybe she does have a chance at all of this. So
yeah, like I've always said, I don't know the details. And none of us do. And if she's dragged this on for this long, there's something that we don't know. And I've said that over and over. There's something that we don't know. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
All right. Well, I will keep you guys posted on that. Also, I got to give Gwyneth Paltrow credit.
We should have talked about this the other day. So good, right?
So many people have been talking recently about this new item that she's selling in her Goop shop. And so many people think she's crazy and this, that, or the other. I actually just think it's smart and calculated to get attention, and it worked. Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop is selling a candle from her with the name, "This Smells Like My Vagina."
Genius.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
It really is. It really is.
I mean, there are some people, probably, but you and I are not those kinds of people. The really puritanical people. They're really like, ugh, do you need to use your vagina to sell candles? well, yes, she does.
And why not?
And it worked. And these really damn expensive $75 candles now are all sold out.
If I could get one, I would totally get one. If I could afford it, $75. I'm not going to pay $75 for a candle. But if it was a gift, like if I was giving you a Christmas gift to get you that candle, I know you'd appreciate the fuck out of it. It's funny. It's topical. It's smart. It's a very, very smart item. Why not? It's commerce. Why not?
congratulations, Gwyneth Paltrow. She's also doing a Goop cruise. If anybody really is all about the Goop, you can go on a ship. She's only on it for one day, though. It's a wellness day as part of a larger cruise, blah, 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 blah. I personally am bored with Aaron Carter, but...
Nice. Finally.
But I'm just going to do a quick little update on him. He continues to ask fans for money. Apparently, he's broke. And he apparently, not confirmed, or not that he's taken ownership of this. Yeah, he's not confirmed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He has two secret daughters and a third child allegedly on the way. So he's expecting a child, allegedly, not confirmed by him.
The other two are, the secret children are different alleged mother, as well?
Yes. How desperate must you be to get pregnant by Aaron Carter? Like, I understand that fame is alluring and appealing, but I mean, if you're gonna get pregnant, at least try and get pregnant by a celebrity that can pay child support.
This is coming from the king of desperation too, folks. That's what makes this so funny.
But did you not listen to what I said?
No, I did. That's why it's so great. Coming from you is what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, you know, at least, here we go. Here's an example. At least, like, oh God, but what, I hope this is a couple, okay. Screech from Saved by the Bell. At least he has a paycheck that he'll always have because of syndication money.
Yeah.
I don't know if Aaron Carter does. You know, I doubt many or any people are going back and streaming his old music. And if they are, he's not making much because he didn't even write those songs.
Listen, if you have any level of fame, girls will line up to sleep with you.
Ugh, I
Ask
wish.
Ask me how I know. Ask me how I know.
I wish I was heterosexual, damn it.
What do you mean you're gay? Gay guys could just hook up with, like, no consequences, and they usually do. And that seems like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah, but I have a little bit of fame, and I can't get anything.
You're not trying.
I am trying right now.
No, you're not.
If you're a gay male who lives in Los Angeles and listens to this podcast and thinks...
This is a show. The real Perez, the guy that I know off of the microphone, is not out there trying to hook up. Okay? He's not.
But I want
to. He's raising kids. Well, you know, I want to win the lottery. You got to play to win.
Well, all right. I'm playing right now. If you are...
No, you're playing on the microphone. This is a show. This isn't real. Okay?
This is not a show. I'm serious.
No. This is a show. You and me are talking. It's a show for consumption. I'm just saying, if the real Perez got out there into the world...
Well, I'm trying right now. If you are a gay male who listens to our podcast, who lives in Los Angeles, who would have sex with me, who is decent looking yourself, slide into my DMs.
This is a show.
What do you mean? It's not a show. I'm serious.
The real way to hook up is not via this dumbass show.
What's the real way to hook up? I'm not going to go to bars or clubs and get drunk and do that.
Get yourself out there in other ways is all that I'm saying. Find out where your gay community that's not drunk is hanging out and go there.
I don't go out.
Okay, then stop bitching because that's how you got to hook up.
Ugh. That's work.
I love that you don't want to put work into sex.
I want it to be easy. It should be easy.
Let me tell you, heterosexual guys, even the famous ones, we still have to put work in to get sex, okay? We really do.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, that's annoying. It should be easy.
It should be.
Anyways, Rob Kardashian, we spoke about him earlier in the week. In addition to trying and getting his daughter to be his full-time and get full custody, he also, according to reports, according to People Magazine and E! News, both of which are reputable, especially when it comes to the Kardashian-Jenners, Rob is very serious about his health and wellness this year, has continued to lose weight and get healthier, and maybe even checking himself into a weight loss facility. He is that committed to it. More TV news, reality TV related. Denise Richards apparently is no longer going to be a part of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The drama was too much for her, especially there was like some recent drama with her allegedly, although she denies it, having some lesbian affair with Brandi Glanville.
Nice.
That will be playing itself out on the coming season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, so be on the lookout for that. More TV news. Fox has confirmed that Jussie Smollett will not be returning to the show at all, not even once, for the final season. Even though the showrunner wanted him back, Fox nixed that idea and said, nope, not going to happen.
Huh. I'd put him on. What the hell? Yeah, nobody cares about Empire anymore. It hasn't been good for a long time.
That first season, though, it got crazy ratings.
Phenomenal. It was good. It was a very, very good television show. I enjoyed it.
And then it just
got apart,
bad.
Season two. Season three, I guess it kind of got a little better, and I watched a few episodes, but not good enough to keep me.
Wow.
You know what else I'm watching? And I think somebody called in about this. I probably should save it for the call, but I'm watching Schitt's Creek.
Holy shit,
I love that show. Oh, I'm like halfway through season two. It's so goddamn good. Eugene Levy's son, I don't know if he's gay in real life or not. Oh, he is. Okay. He is so fucking good in this show. I love that dude. And I love the sister, the mother. It's a fantastic show. What a fun watch. So I'm going through that. Also, Vanderpump is back. I didn't think it was going to be good. There's no James Kennedy, which pisses me off, but he'll be back. I could smell it. His girlfriend's now working at Pump. Jax is still a giant dick. They've got some new people on the show who I already hate. So I think I'm going to like it. I think I'm liking Vanderpump so far, but you know, episode one looks good. They all moved out to the Valley. They're out in like Valley Glen now. It's hilarious, but it's a good show. So far, pretty good.
I still think it's hilarious that they're all still pretending to work at that restaurant, even though I'm sure
yeah, it's funny.
None of them work at that restaurant anymore.
Well, I do think at Tom Tom, because the two Toms, you know, their name is in it, and I believe they're there. I think, and I haven't been yet. I keep meaning to go. Boy, that's my old neighborhood. I drove through it the other day. West Hollywood is changing so fast. It's just, they're growing up and up and up. I probably should have kept my place, but Tom Tom looks really nice. It looks like it's a cool place, and I think they're there. I really think they're there, but you're right. Like Stassi and all them, they're not working at Pump. Not a chance.
Yeah.
On camera only.
Yeah, duh. All right. Back to The Bachelor for a second. We spoke about that earlier in the week. If you missed that, check it out on that our last show. Mm-hmm. Yet another Bachelor spinoff is heading our way. Have you heard about this?
No, what?
All right. I personally liked the idea of a Bachelor network where you could have a Bachelor world. But I was thinking of that as more of like just reality shows, like following some of the alums. Instead, because ABC doesn't really do reality shows, they do formatted competition shows. They're doing a new Bachelor-related formatted competition show, which honestly sounds so stupid.
I'm out already. I mean, just that sentence, I'm out. I don't want to see them compete.
You're not going to like this at all.
When they do the competitions on The Bachelor, that's when I fast forward. I hate that. I fast forward through that every episode, and it sounds like they're just going to take the competitions from the show and have them compete with each other. Do I have that right?
No. Even worse. And dumber. I have to read you guys this because it's so stupid. It's called The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. It premieres in April, and quote, the new series will unite music and love as 20 I'm not making this up.
Yeah, I'm out already. It just sounds awful.
It's awful and like a joke. When I read this, I thought it was a joke, but it's not a joke. Okay, you guys, I have to read it. The new series will unite music and love as 20 single men and women embark on a journey to find love through music, singing well-known songs, both individually and as couples. They will look to form attractions through melodies, find and reveal their feelings, and ultimately fall in love. Once the couples commit to each other, they will be tested through musical challenges, including live performances judged by some of the biggest names in the music business. Ultimately, the couple whose performances reveal their love and devotion to one another will continue to be given a chance to further their relationships until only one couple is left standing. I mean, maybe it could be fun because it could be such a hot mess.
No. They should call it canceled after 2 weeks. This is a horrible idea. Nobody's going to watch that crap.
People don't want to watch bad singers.
I don't watch The Bachelor for that. And I get that we've made them famous for nothing already. Did you hear me talk about Hannah B. the other day? Once I'm done with them, I'm done with them. You're out. I need a new, fresh pack of idiots to look at. I don't need that see them competing in songs or for each other's love or a duo. Shut up. Sounds dumb. Get out of here. I'm not watching. Canceled after 2 episodes. Unless they want me to host, then it's a great idea. I love the show. I will just say it's the greatest show I've ever heard of.
You're not getting that call now.
Nope, probably not.
Oh, well. And finally, wrapping up our TV news, based on a TV show and featuring the talents of multiple TV stars, A Nanny the Musical is in the works. Fran Drescher is developing it alongside Crazy Ex-Girlfriend star and creator Rachel Bloom. I'm excited for that. I loved The Nanny.
Yeah, that actually sounds like it could be good. I really think that could be good. As you're explaining it, it's playing out in my head. I think I would like that.
And I really enjoyed Crazy Ex-Girlfriend too, even though it wasn't a huge hit. But, yeah, you know, those musical shows, they're very hit or miss for people. Anyways, that's that. Let's take some calls.
800-721-1037. 1185. That's our phone number. And here we go. Call number one.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. This is Sophia calling from Chicago. I don't have a question. I just wanted to offer some constructive criticism as a very, very loyal listener since the beginning of the podcast and a fan of both of you. I've just noticed lately that, Perez, you are so stuck in your ways and in your opinions, and there's not really that sort of funny banter between the two of you because you're not even willing to entertain any other opinions without, you know, responding in, well, I'm right and he's wrong, in other words. And I just really, really miss the lighthearted, funny side of both of you in the podcast from when it started. It seemed a little more organic.
I don't like the fucking tone of this call. I think Perez, all of the time, he asks me what I think. And I think there are a lot of times when he'll pause afterwards and say, well, maybe, or that's a good point, or I didn't see it that way. So I don't know if I agree with you on that. Now, if you're saying the show's not as good as it used to be, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't. It's fucking great.
Well, thank you. I agree. It's fucking great. Look at us. Oh, my God. We're agreeing.
There. We're agreeing. And it's lighthearted. See? We're having lighthearted fun. Fucking leave us alone.
Hey, Perez. Hey, Booker. I'm calling you from San Diego. Love your show. My name's Christine. I wanted to call in with this question or statement about Meghan and Harry. They've announced they're leaving the royal family and the world has exploded. I just want to say, how come they are getting all of this negative attention, horrible attention, and everyone is just hanging them out to dry? Meanwhile, the pedophile in that family, Prince Andrew, only got a fraction of that negative attention. Sometimes I...
Yeah, nobody cares about him, and they're the stars. They're the youth. They're the young people. It's Princess Diana's kid. That's why. You know, the other stuff, like, that's always going to be there. But people like young and new and fresh stories. That's my take, anyhow.
Yeah, you're right.
Hi, Perez. Hi, Booker. This is Anne Galvez. I'm calling from Canada. And I actually wanted to comment on Booker's opinion of on Perez's videos, the timing. To be honest with you, I actually kind of like them. I'm not a big YouTube user at all. But for some reason, I am sitting there for the 20, 25 minutes, however long it takes, just listening to Perez, you know,
aww,
do his thing. I absolutely nice. Love it. It's a great time for me to just disconnect. And, yeah, absolutely love him. So keep on it. Don't you dare cut them off.
Aww.
Please keep on them. Love the show. You guys are amazing. Bye.
That's nice. And I get that, too, because my mom will sit there and watch QVC for hours and just listen to those people sell whatever, toothpaste. It doesn't even matter. If you like Perez, sometimes you just like Perez. I get that.
It's a different experience. You know, when I make YouTube videos, people, and I feel this way because I feel like even when I watch back my own videos, it's like this. People feel like I'm talking directly to them. And right. On the podcast, we're talking to each other. We're not talking to the yeah. listeners.
I still feel like they feel like they're in the car with us, though. They just can't comment,
yeah.
you know. But all right, one more call. One more call.
Hey, Perez and Booker. It's Kat coming in from Dirty Jersey. Perez, longtime fan. I have to say, I do miss the drawings on your celebrity pictures you post, even, you know, when Booker got a laugh when he first interviewed you. Everyone misses the drawings on the celebrity pictures. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys are actually working together to do this podcast because you work so well together, actually. I listen to you every time, like when I'm going to work, when you finally come out with your podcast. Anyway, so I just want to make a couple points on your last cast. So don't cut me out. Just wait for it because that's a lot of good points. Justin Bieber's yummy is incredibly stupid. Have you seen his pictures
I
lately?
I said that. He's I said that.
Yeah, I think we both said that.
But I still like it.
It's kind of grown on me a little bit. There's a lot of things that suck that I like. Like The Bachelor, you know? So, all right, let's listen to this.
He kind of looks exhausted, if I dare, on drugs.
Lyme
disease.
It's like
the second worst thing to Beyonce's Who Runs the World, where it just repeats itself over and over again. There's a thing floating around where it says Beyonce needed a few writers for that one, for that stupid song, and then Bohemian Rhapsody only needs one. Something to think about.
I'm done thinking about it. 800-721-1185. This was a great show. I had a lot of fun. Hopefully, we had some lighthearted fun, Perez, and we didn't fucking bore people to death with arguing and not agreeing, and you're so close-minded, and fuck off. That pisses me off.
Don't insult our listeners. Jesus.
Not insulting her. We have fun every week. I have a good time with you, and I'm pissed when I hear that otherwise.
Oh, thanks. I have a great time with you too. All right. I mean that. No, I almost sounded insincere. I have a hard time taking a compliment. That's where it came from.
Is that what it is?
Truly. I really have a hard time.
I think when you say something nice, you mean it. So I kind of can cut through it with you. I know when you're full of shit and when you're not, but yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Like if I'm ever dating anybody, like, and they give me a compliment, I like shrivel up. I don't know. I can't take compliments.
I'm not good at it either out in the real world. Anyways. I'm really not. Self-deprecation's my thing.
All right. Well, thank you guys, and we will see you soon. Have a great day. Tell your friends about our podcast, please. We want to continue to grow the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker on Apple Podcasts or directly at PerezPodcast.com.
And follow us on social media, too. I'm getting close to 10,000 on Instagram. Ooh. Watch out. Whoop,
whoop. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.